giant voice. The official podcast of the United States Navy's largest overseas installation, Commander Fleet Activities, Yokosuka. All the information you need to succeed as a forward deployed sailor in Japan. Each week, we tackle one topic and speak to experts who can answer some of your most frequently asked questions. This is
the Giant Voice Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Giant Voice Podcast, the official podcast of the United States Navy's largest overseas installation, Commander Fleet Activities, Yokosuka. We are back for Season 2 after a little bit of a pause. We hope you missed us, and we're glad you're back. If you're listening again, to any new listeners out there, thank you guys for joining us. I'm the host, David Flewellen's my name, and I'm thrilled to be here. New year, new episode, new season of the Giant Voice Podcast. So today's episode, there's a lot going on. Okay, we're talking about the USS George Washington's arrival at CFE later this year. And we are excited to welcome aboard the USS George Washington. We're also going to dive into a lot of other stuff, essential welcome aboard information, and how families are going to navigate their journey to or from CFE and how we support them in that journey. We're going to talk about some initiatives to bolster our support for transitioning sailors and families, and kicking off with our innovative sponsorship on demand program. And then we're going to take a little sneak peek at some of the upcoming podcast episodes we have planned for you guys. We have some really cool informational stuff coming up. It's going to be great. So joining me today to kick off the first episode of Season 2, we have our esteemed commander here at Fleet Activities Yokosuka, Captain Sobel. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here for the launch of the second season. Really proud of what you've all done with the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. It's always great to have you here. We also have our own Master Chief, Command Master Chief Blakely here. How you doing, sir? I think it's the first time on the podcast, huh?
It is. And thanks. It's great to be on the show, David.
Awesome. And we also have our Deputy Public Affairs Officer, Mr. Justin Keller. How you doing, Justin?
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So let's start with Captain Sobel. I don't know how many people really know this out there, but this podcast was kind of Captain Sobel's brainchild. He came to us with the idea. So, sir, what was kind of the inspiration? What made you go, I want a podcast?
Well, hey, thanks, David. You know, when I assumed command, I saw a community that was eager to connect and engage. The podcast emerged as really just a great additional platform that could enrich our communications with the community and tenant commands. It's about reaching people where they are, whether they're commuting, working out, or relaxing at home. The aim behind the podcast was to create more community-based communications. Here on the podcast, we could feature voices and leaders from within the community, strengthening the sense of community and belonging among listeners.
Yeah, so when they first brought the idea to me, I got to say, I was like, we're going to do a podcast with what equipment, you know? And but it was a lot of fun kind of building this studio and figuring out how to make it happen. And I have a lot of audio and video experience, but I never ran a podcast before. So it definitely wasn't easy at first, but from the team here, we really made it happen. And we got it off the ground from idea to first episode in under a month, which I think we're all still pretty proud of. So for me, I know my highlight of the first season was getting to interview Eliza Schlesinger, the comedian who was here visiting. It was just really cool for me to interview someone like that. But looking back, sir, what would you say is your favorite episode of the first season?
Well, David, it's been wonderful to see the podcast finding success and being well-received by the community in its first season. I received a lot of positive feedback, and now everyone has been asking if they could come on the podcast. But if I had to choose a favorite episode, I would say it was the one that we had Dr. Alan Pei dealing with mental health services for the community, because I think it's a really important subject.
Yeah, that was a great episode too. All the ones that we did surrounding like mental health and resources, like those, they're not fun, but they're really impactful, right? And they feel really important. Master Chief, you have a favorite episode from the first season?
Well, there were many good ones, but the Chief Corner episodes focusing on mentorship and growth really hit home for me. Anytime you can sit down and talk about personal growth and development on a recordable medium like this, that can be shared with our sailors, that's incredibly valuable.
Those were really fun for me too. You know, I didn't retire. I got out as a first class, and so it was cool to sit down and have these like kind of frank mentorship conversations with people who were a lot higher ranking than I ever was. Those were really, really fun. And I hope we get to do them again soon. Justin, how about you? What do you think?
I love to hear that because especially about the mental health podcasts and also the Chief's mentorship episodes, because we also thought those were super valuable. So we're going to be doing a whole mini series on both of those later this year, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later on the podcast.
Awesome. Yeah. Lots of good stuff to talk about. We'll keep it moving right along. So you listeners out there, anybody who's listening, if you have a favorite episode, let us know. And maybe we could do something similar coming up. Before we get down into specifics, so Captain Sobel, why don't we talk a little bit about generally what's on the horizon for CFAE in 2024 and what are some of your expectations?
Well, yeah, 2024 is shaping up to be here. Significant change and growth here at CFAE. We have some huge changes on the horizon, including the USS Ronald Reagan and USS George Washington hull swap. If you don't already know, we'll be bidding farewell and following seas to USS Ronald Reagan after 8 years. But we are more than excited to welcome back the USS George Washington that was homeported here up until 2015. This isn't just a change of ships. It represents a significant transition for our entire community. Even if it's the second time she's been homeported here, we'll welcome aboard primarily a new crew and their families, while others are transitioning out with the Reagan. So we want to ensure everyone's arrivals and departures are as seamless as possible. I'll be the first to say we're here for you, whatever you need.
Awesome. Yeah, I was here for a hull swap years ago. It's quite an undertaking, isn't it?
The hull swap is a logistical feat in itself, but yep. Beyond that, it's all about the people. New families are arriving, others are departing. It's a cycle of change. Economically, there will be a boost for local businesses, but our focus is primarily on the human aspect, ensuring smooth transitions for our service members and their families, helping them settle, and making them feel part of the CFAE family from day one. We'll have more folks than ever moving into and out of housing. Children are going to be moving into and out of our schools and CDCs. Spouses will have shifts in employment to deal with, while our sailors and families in New Japan will be navigating and acclimatizing to living and working overseas.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, isn't it? You know, that many people kind of leaving and coming at once. What's CFAE's plan right now, and what's CFAE going to do specifically to kind of facilitate that transition of people?
Well, our team is fully energized and actively working to ensure smooth transition. It's a collaborative, all-hands-on-deck effort currently. Effective two-way communication will be the cornerstone of this process. At CFAE, we're accustomed to adapting to change as our mission is dynamic and ever-evolving. Success in our environment hinges on our ability to communicate effectively. Our goal is to maintain consistent and clear communication channels within our community and with our tenant commands. This podcast is just one of the many tools we use to keep everyone informed and connected.
Yeah, it sounds like at the end of the day, right, if we're communicating and we're taking care of people, that should help smooth over some of the logistical issues with such a large transition of people. But speaking of, you know, keeping people informed, Master Chief, could you maybe guide our listeners through, you know, where they could find information about moving to and transitioning into or out of CFAE, especially those new to the military or who are moving overseas for the first time?
Well, absolutely. A great starting point is going to be our CFAE Welcome Aboard webpage. It's a great comprehensive resource with all the essential information you need, from the initial steps of your move to contact details for our key services, all consolidated in one convenient location to facilitate your transition. Finding the webpage is straightforward. We add the link in this episode description for easy access. Alternatively, a quick Google search for CFAE, CNIC, will lead you there. Then look for the Welcome Aboard page in the navigation menu on the left-hand side of the homepage. Along with your orders, you should receive a Welcome Aboard package. But even if you don't, our webpage serves as a one-stop resource offering all the necessary answers and contacts you may need. Your first point of contact after receiving your orders should be your sponsor. You can contact them by emailing cfe_cmd_sponsor@fe.navy.mil or our command ombudsman at cfeyombudsman@yahoo.com. We've made sure their contact information also is easily accessible on the Welcome Aboard webpage. It never hurts to verify you have the correct email address. These things can change over time.
And just for those listeners out there, we will put those email addresses in the show notes if you need them.
Our sponsorship team at FFSC will then contact you with a sponsor. These dedicated individuals who are current members of your gaining command are there to assist you throughout your relocation process. They provide invaluable support from answering pre-arrival questions to helping you with administrative tasks and integration in the community. Their role is to make your transition smoother, reduce stress, and help you and your family acclimate to your new environment, ensuring you feel supported and welcome into the CFA community.
That's fantastic, and it's good to know there's that stuff out there. So for anybody listening, if you're coming overseas the first time especially, Japan can be a big change, and all that information right there, it's there to help you. There's so much there to help you deal with the transition. Thanks for laying that all out for us. There's also this new sponsorship on demand initiative. So I know we did a whole episode last season kind of on sponsorship on demand. But in case anybody didn't listen to that episode or they're a new listener, why don't we let our listeners know what it is and kind of how it can help them?
Yeah. If at any point in time in your transition you need even further interactive real-time assistance with PCS experts, you can check out our Sponsorship On Demand program. It's one of our newest initiatives designed to provide a direct line of experts for any questions about your move, whether it's queries about household goods, pet quarantine, travel procedures, education, medical issues, or subject matter experts are available every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 a.m. Japan Standard Time. This is both a live call and chat session, ensuring you can get the answers when you need them. For our stateside community, we've scheduled these sessions to accommodate your evenings, ensuring everyone can join and get the necessary information.
Yeah, hey, I want to add that sponsorship on demand is a testament to our commitment to accessible, effective communication. We understand the challenges of moving and settling in a new place, and this program is designed to make that process as smooth as possible. If you can't find the answers you're looking for, we are here for you.
Yeah, it sounds really helpful. So for anybody who's interested, how can they join in on the sponsorship on demand sessions?
Well, joining is straightforward. Everything is hosted on Microsoft Teams for easy access. Just visit our Welcome Aboard page where you'll find the sponsorship on demand link. Click on this link at the scheduled times and it'll take you directly to the live call. You can join through your web browser, or if you prefer, by using the Teams app. We've made it user-friendly as possible to ensure everyone can participate without hassle.
Yeah, it's we learned a lot from the pandemic, right? Everything, you join in the Teams rooms now, and that's how everything works. It's great. I wish it was something like that when I first came. I got a name and an email address and was told, contact this guy.
Well, David, let me tell you about a story that happened. I had a person that checked on to the command, and he was actually the commander of his command. And he had a check-in interview with me, and I was like, hey, is everything good? Yeah, is everything with housing fine? He's like, oh, Captain, I had no problem. I use social media for everything, and I know everything that's going on, and I got everything I needed. David, I'm here to tell you, 5 minutes later, I had an open session for the community come and talk to me. That man's spouse came in right behind him. And she was like, hey, Captain Sobel, can you talk to me about how come I wasn't able to move into a house when I got on the base? And I was like, well, yeah, you absolutely could have moved into a house when you got on the base. So what happened? She was like, well, my husband relied on social media for all of his answers. And now I don't know anything. And I really am having a hard time figuring out when we're going to move out of the Navy Lodge and where we're going to live. And I have all sorts of questions. So I asked her if she ever heard of sponsorship on demand, and sadly, she said no. And I said, well, this is where we have a panel of experts to help you go through any question you might have about relocating or PCSing to CFA proper. And she said, well, that's really great information. Do people know about this? People should know about this. This sounds like good stuff. And I said, absolutely. And enjoy your conversation with your husband later on this evening.
So it's funny because we've talked about this in other episodes, specifically me and you, sir, about, you know, people relying on the grapevine on social media rather than, you know, getting the information from the proper channels. And yeah, you never know who you're getting your information from. That's why you guys have set up sponsorship on demand.
Well, there's no doubt that folks want to be helpful.
Of course.
And they really do want to help. But I would rather get housing information from the housing director by somebody that lives on the base.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to move over to Justin because Justin used these tools when he just came here about how long ago now, Justin?
That was last year. Yeah.
So just last year, Justin arrived. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate to exactly what you're talking about because when my wife and I were preparing to move over here to Japan, we initially did turn to social media to get insights about some of our passport requirements. And our social media friends, who were, of course, eager to help, they shared what they thought was correct. However, being the senior NCO that I used to be, I double-checked with the passport office at our previous installation. And it's a good thing I did because while they were well-intentioned, the information from our friends wasn't up to date. And if we would have followed it, it would have delayed our move by, you know, up to 3 to 5 months probably. So we just passed information back to them so that they could share it in their social circle and hopefully help others avoid delays. But, you know, that experience, just like Captain Sobel was talking about, highlights a really crucial point that social media can be, you know, it's an excellent option for communicating, gathering your initial insights, but you have to verify that information with official sources. And that's one of the main focuses with the Public Affairs Office this year is, you know, we're working to continue to equip the community with as much accurate and reliable information as possible. We're working to, you know, enhance the CFA Welcome Board webpage and introducing the Welcome Board miniseries for the podcast and the My CFA weekly newsletter. And so, you know, that's one of our primary goals is to ensure that everyone has access to the most current and helpful information for their journey here.
That's it's good to hear that, you know, your move wasn't delayed. But yeah, it's a testament to, you know, getting reliable information, even if people are well-meaning, you know. But you mentioned there the Welcome Aboard miniseries. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from that?
Absolutely. The Welcome Aboard miniseries is going to span over a dozen episodes. We'll be covering everything that you need to know about transitioning into and out of CFA in Japan. And in fact, this episode marks the beginning of that series. You know, we're kicking it off by extending a warm welcome aboard to the USS George Washington crew. And then the series, you know, is going to allow them and everyone else to hear directly from the experts on subjects important to your move. You know, much like what we're doing with the sponsorship on demand program, except in a podcast format. So the series is going to begin with all the essentials, you know, what to do once you receive your orders, including that overseas medical screening and passport process for you and your family. Then we're going to delve into practical matters like shipping household goods, arranging vehicle transportation, and sorting out housing. And then, you know, we'll cover some of the topics like passenger and pet travel and options for school and child care. And then after we've covered the basics, we're going to extend the series to explore, you know, life on the base, highlighting some of the various activities and opportunities for yourself and the family here in the community. And then those curious to life outside the base gates. We have some exciting episodes planned. We'll be discussing navigating Japanese customs and etiquette, you know, what living off base in the local community is like, and offer some tips for exploring the Yokosuka area. And then beyond that, we just want this to serve as a comprehensive guide for life at CFA. We'll talk about some of the rich local traditions, festivals, and cultural celebrations, while trying to offer some encouraging ways that everyone can participate and immerse themselves in the Japanese culture here. But overall, we just want it to be informative, engaging, and fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about, all the stuff to help people with their transition is going to be great and really helpful. And then, you know, to talk about the cultural stuff is always really fun. I've been here a long time and I love the culture here. So, Yeah. And Seventh Fleet Navy culture is its own culture compared to CONUS Navy culture, maybe a little bit too. So this Welcome Aboard miniseries, right, is going to kind of be a supplement to Sponsorship on Demand. That's the idea.
Right. That's exactly it, David. The Welcome Aboard series, we're scheduling those to be released on the first and third Tuesday of every month. It's going to be proceeding with the Sponsorship on Demand sessions that are on the first and third Thursday of every month. So twice a month, we'll release the Giant Voice Welcome Aboard episode covering different topics with the experts here at CFE. And then if you still are left with questions after Tuesday, you can join us for the Sponsorship Demand that Thursday to ask your more specific questions.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, information is empowerment, and having the correct information is half the battle. In this regard, the podcast and Sponsorship on Demand will be valuable resources for our new sailors and families coming in. You'll have the podcast's convenience and still have the availability to speak directly with the professionals.
Speaking of valuable resources, I'm also particularly excited about the Chief's Corner mentorship miniseries we have planned. Justin, can you share with everyone a bit more about what this series will be about?
Absolutely. As Captain Sobel mentioned, our goal this year is to empower sailors, civilians, and families with all the necessary information for a smooth transition to Yokosuka, and then also to help them succeed in their careers while they're here. So in line with that, we're launching a miniseries dubbed The Chief's Corner in the latter half of the year. That series is going to focus on a range of mentorship and career development topics. This includes areas like enlisted advancement, exploring educational opportunities, and discussing, you know, the different career pathways for senior enlisted warrant officers and commissioned officers. And we'll be working and collaborating with various experts, including yourself, CMC, and many other CFA community leaders to offer insights and practical advice for preparing our sailors for those most important and critical career steps.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. I would encourage other CMCs and chiefs to get involved and utilize this series as a key communication tool. It's an excellent opportunity for us to connect and share valuable information. Please feel free to reach out to me or the Public Affairs Office if you have ideas or want to participate, and let's make sure we spread the word about both Welcome Aboard and Chief's Corner series within our teams.
CMC, that's a great point. This is the perfect chance to use our collective giant voice to enhance our community's knowledge and cohesion. I encourage everyone to help disseminate this valuable information throughout our ranks. And as always, our team is here to support you. If there's anything you need or if you have suggestions to improve our outreach, please come forward. Together, we can ensure all community members have access to the resources and information they need.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your comments. You know, communication is collaborative effort. So, you know, it's a couple folks talking. That's informative. But when everyone is sharing and communicating the same message, it creates that true giant voice that can reach much further and be heard by everyone.
Yeah, I mean, this has been pretty insightful so far. And hopefully this is going to be really good information for all of our listeners. 2024 is going to be a pivotal year, right? A hull swap, all sorts of exciting changes, new opportunities. So before we wrap the episode, Captain Sobel, I'd like to go back to you for a minute. You know, reflecting on everything we've discussed today and the changes coming at CFE, the hull swap, etc., our efforts to ensure smooth transitions and effective communication, what are your parting words to CFA, the community at large, anyone PCSing in, and your overarching outlook for CFA in 2024?
Hey, thanks, David. Looking ahead, 2024 is shaping up to be a year of significant evolution and growth for CFA. It's a year where we will embrace change, welcome new opportunities, and continue to build upon the strong foundation of our community. Whether you're a sailor, civilian, or family member, new to Japan, or a seasoned member of our community, know that CFA is your home away from home. We'll continue to focus on clear, consistent communication, ensuring everyone feels informed and connected. And let's not forget that it's the small moments, the day-to-day interactions, that truly define our experience here. So I encourage everyone to come out and contribute, get involved, and engage with our great community here. Together, we can make 2024 a memorable and successful year for CFA.
Awesome. Thank you, Captain. Those are words of inspiration for everybody. And thank you to our other guests, Command Master Chief Blakely, Deputy PAO Justin Keller. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today and sharing some insights. to all our listeners, we hope this episode not only informed you, but also sparked some excitement about what 2024 holds for CFA. Don't forget to tune in to all our upcoming Welcome Aboard and Chief's Corner miniseries episodes and for more in-depth discussions and valuable information. As always, remember that we're not just a podcast, we're the Giant Voice, and the idea behind that name was to be a megaphone for the community. So we encourage you guys, please, reach out with any questions, suggestions, stories you'd like to share. All the different hosts here, me, Garrett Cole, Connor, MC2 Hoteling, we really, really do enjoy doing this, and we like doing it for you guys. So any ideas you have, anything you want to share, we'll try and make it happen. So until next time, stay safe, stay engaged, and stay connected. As always, I'm David Fluellen, and we're signing off from the Giant Voice Podcast. Thank you, gentlemen.
The Giant Voice Podcast is a production of Commander Fleet Activities Yokosuka Public Affairs Office. The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the policy of the Department of the Navy or Department of Defense. Thanks for listening.